Here is the general manager of Team Canada, enjoying his victory, no doubt, Doug Armstrong. You haven't turned the page yet and gone to a whole jumping right into the NHL thing, have you? Like, you're still enjoying this thing?
Yeah, well, we got up early and got back to St. Louis, and we had an injured player yesterday, so we're starting to move on a little bit, but there's still a little bit of memories that are real fresh.
Okay, so let's get the blue stuff out of the way then. Jaden Schwartz is gone for how long?
He's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. He hurt his elbow yesterday in practice, and it doesn't sound too serious, but it'll take him out for the first part of the season, which is too bad for Jaden. He was coming off that ankle injury last year and came back to play, but wasn't 100%, and felt really good in camp. I talked to him last night, but he'll be back up and running soon enough, and we're going to need a really good season from him this year.
What a reality check for you.
Yeah, it goes quick. Yeah, it goes quick. But, when camp's been going on, I know all the other managers and coaches have tried to stay focused on the World Cup, but with one eye on the day job that pays the bills. And it was a great ending last night, a fantastic 5 minutes of hockey, and we really enjoyed that. But reality's starting to kick in.
What was the most impressive thing to you about this performance by Team Canada?
Well, I think the resilience and the ability to find the goals when we needed them. Team Europe played great hockey. They were the better team for longer stretches in this tournament than any of the other teams we played. They showed their poise and their experience, and probably the one player that keeps coming up in my mind is it's Marchand, what he did in Crosby, but the rock of this team again was Carey Price. He was just phenomenal early in games when we got off to sluggish starts or when we needed big saves to keep us within striking distance. He was there, and he was just phenomenal. And we don't see enough of him here in St. Louis to what he does for the Canadians, but that's an impressive hockey player right there.
We had Mark Edward Vlasic on, trying to compare the two, Olympic success and this. And what's it like for you, and the fact that it was such dramatic fashion, does that add a luster to it?
Well, it certainly, yeah, it does. Going into last night, we didn't seem to be able to put our will on the Team Europe. They played very good. And then to get that power play goal, our power play wasn't producing early in the game, and then to get that goal, and then what a play by Taves to Brad there. Just a phenomenal ending. It's its own tournament. It reminds me a little bit of Vancouver being there and having our hopes dashed by Parise, and then the big golden goal by Sid. So this tournament's going to have something that everyone's going to look back on, and the memories, and it's probably great for hockey and great for the tournament that it ended in the fashion that it did. Not just that Canada won, obviously, a little biased on that, but just the excitement. It's going to help grow this tournament if the league and the PA decide to keep moving forward with it.
You know, you talk about the maple leaf on the jersey, and then in your case the blue note. But how difficult is it to separate what this team did with these players, knowing full well that you're going to have to play Jonathan Taves at least six times in the regular season. And, if you guys advance to the final, it's guys like Bergeron, Marchand, or somebody else that was on your team that you're going to have to beat as well. Where do you find that emotional fit, Doug?
Well, it's easy. I think, these tournaments, you get close very quickly, and you get to see different players, but that relationship you build with players over a full season, over a guy like Alex Pietrangelo over a number of years, that bond is really strong. And we've played the Blackhawks a few times now, and it's not difficult to really pull for your team very quickly against the Blackhawks. That rivalry for us is real strong, but it is the friendships that you meet. You can give a little bit more special hello to someone that you've watched and had great success with when you're passing them in the arenas.
Well, what did you think of the whole on Team North America, the young guns and that? And about, I know Darren Pang talked about doing some games between the benches, and he said they were the one team that was chirpy and had some bite and that. And I wonder how that would have played out with the older guys on the block in the elimination round. But do you like the concept?
Well, I thought it was fabulous. You know, going in, you weren't really sure how it was going to play itself out. I thought their two games against Russia and Sweden were the best two games for pace and excitement-wise in the preliminary rounds, and I thought it was great hockey there. The NHL is in such good shape with players like McDavid and that group of young players moving forward. It was a special group, and I think that, you know, you saw the vision. I'm not sure whose idea it was to put that group together, and then Team Europe and how successful Team Europe was and how exciting the North American team was. It was a really good concept that certainly paid dividends.
Can you see that brand of hockey creeping its way back into a league now that's five goals a game, Doug?
It's going to be difficult. You know, the coaching in this game is so good. The players just eliminate mistakes, and it's going to be difficult to get that much speed and that much skill on the ice at any one time. And then obviously see the goaltending of Halak and Price. It's a difficult league to score goals in. I think the excitement level those kids brought was off the charts, but I'm not sure that the league will have to make some rule changes. And I'm not, you know, to debate that right now, but there'll have to be illegal defenses or something to open up the ice if you want to have that type of pace and that type of skill level on show every night.
But you're a lifer in this game, don't we all want that style of hockey?
Well, I think we do. I think it's great hockey, and we were talking about it. Like you look back and you go a couple generations, like Pierre Turgeon had 150 points one year, and then 100 point scores were much more common now if a guy gets to 100. So, I mean, there has to be some serious changes to the game, whether it's either goalie equipment, the size of the nets, changing, as I said, coming up with a format where the defense isn't as tight and compact in the zone. Because it's just difficult to score, and the players are so committed to it. You know, shot blocking right now, Johnny, everyone does it. If you don't block shots, you don't play. And it's just that the mindset has just changed, and I'm not sure how we change it to get to back to those games that you're talking about and what we saw here today or what we saw in this tournament.
We'll leave that for another day, but before we let you go, just a comment on Sidney Crosby, and not just his performance in this tournament, which may have been his, from start to finish, his best international performance, but going back to 2010, Doug, he is 25-0 in his last 25 games. We've had great performances from Mario and Wayne and Eric and Paul Henry, like go back through the eras, but this individually is You can't comprehend it.
Really, you can. And then you add on there the pressure that's on this player every time he goes on the ice to be the best player, to carry the game, to be at the forefront of the league and of the union and everything involved with it. And, you know, from the golden goal to the big goal in Sochi to, I would agree, this was his most dominant performance, night in, night out, shift in, shift out, that maybe I've ever seen it from anyone over an extended period of time like this. He was just a force. His defensive play, his ability to strip pucks like we saw, his passing, his strength down low. Like when he gets a step on someone or he gets inside position, that he's impossible to take the puck off of. He's playing a hockey at a different level right now than the rest of the players.
And where he was a year ago at this time, and he referenced that after the game last night. Hard to say that the player like him has come a long way, but he certainly has. Best of luck with your hockey club, and hopefully you get some better news than you've had over the last 24 hours. And congratulations on the World Cup victory as the general manager of Team Canada, Doug.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, guys, and we'll see you guys soon.